They have the worst run defense in the league. Is that something, a chance for you guys to get healthy against that kind of defense?
You certainly would hope so. You know, obviously you look at those things every time you go in the game. You, as you study your opponents and are looking for an edge or an advantage, and that's one that we look at. Good.
Wait,
appreciate
what?
It.
I have.
Yeah.
I noticed you call plays from the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Some offensive coordinators call it from the booth. Why do you prefer the sideline?
I think that you get a little bit better feel for the motion of the team. I also believe in the NFL, if I were in college, which I was in college, obviously as a college coordinator, I call them from the press box because you don't get the pictures and the immediate feedback that you can get in the NFL. And that's a beautiful part of the NFL is technology and what they've done technology-wise. So you have instant feedback on being able to look at pictures. I think guys would say they like to call it from the booth. Some guys like the fact that you've got a much a view from up on top of a press box so you can see it better. Like I said, that's not an issue at this level. And then the other reason why some guys like is they just like the sterile environment, the quiet environment with no distractions. I've never found that to be a problem on the sidelines. And, again, I'm one of those that likes to kind of look in the players' faces and get feedback from the players on the sideline during a very emotional game.
Tompkins was in for a lot of snaps the other day for just being here for a couple of weeks. And Butler, I think, was like 11. And he's made a couple of big plays the last couple of weeks. Are there things that we don't see that would the reasons why one guy wouldn't be out there that much?
Again, part of that is production, obviously, in practice. And part of it was seeing when we brought Tompkins in and seeing him in the individual drills. But Bryce has done some good things when getting opportunities. So we'll continue again to kind of roll through that group. And give some guys some opportunities, and the guys that make the most of those opportunities, like Bryce, will increase his reps. So, but we needed to see when we brought Tompkins in, we just wanted to find out who the player is that we brought in, and see what if he could make an impact for us. So, we'll continue. Those guys will roll this week. Some of it's the position that they play, and we'll still kind of work Bryce in a couple of different slots there this week as well.
Tompkins was only targeted once, but there's other parts of the game that obviously we don't see. You guys look at film. What did he do?
He does, you know, he can separate. Again, I think he's got good quickness and speed, which is important for that position. But there's still got to be a trust factor. I think that right now Derek probably has a little bit more trust in some of the guys that have been around here. So still building a trust factor with both Tompkins and Brown.
You've been asked several times, you know, the season about the receivers, and that there's a number one guy, number two guy. Is there any kind of separation at this point yet, or still at all?
I just think it's still going to be receptions by committee. You know, we're still looking for that one guy to step up and stand out. But right now, as a group, they're all, you know, interchangeable. They're intelligent enough players that they all play different positions, and we ask that of them to do right now. So we'll continue to be reception by committee until somebody separates himself.
James is doesn't always get the best separation, but it seems like everything we get near his hands, he gets. Are the other guys picking things up from him?
Yeah, I think he's a good addition that way. And, you know, we have conversations, James, every day. And as he's, you know, coach, I know I might not be that guy. Everyone wants to talk about speed. But one thing I'll do is I'll catch the football, you know. And that's important, obviously, as well to play that position. And because of his experience, he's learned a little bit how to separate and get separation and then keep separation. So even though on a clock, you might not say, and then to the naked eye, you'd say, well, he doesn't look as if there's a bunch of separation there. He doesn't need a lot of separation because of his body control and his ability to catch the football. So there's obviously a real trust factor there between Derek and James, and that I don't see that changing. I can see that continuing throughout the season.
Those daily conversations, are that his idea? He's coming to you asking?
Yeah, both of our, yeah. We talk. We just talk about different routes and ways to try to get him open.
What do you see right now in Maurice Jones-Drew? He's kind of gone from being the number one guy to this past week, going to get 10 snaps to where Darren's 40.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll look at that and what we're doing there in the run game. And, you know, Darren has been running the football hard. We wanted to try and roll Maurice in there last week some, and we got him in there some, but the game dictated somewhat as we went on some of the things we were doing. We did roll him there in the course of that game, and Maurice was still getting healthy. I think he's looked as healthy now as he has been in some time, so he's had a good week of practice. And Darren still is, you know, he's remained healthy, which is important, but we'll continue to look at both those guys. And Latavius Murray is another guy, too, that will continue. He's had some good days in practice, and we'll look at him as well.
When you look at the running game and the problems you guys have had, are there holes not being taken advantage of, or is it a problem up front?
The combination of everything, and you know that's what we looked at, and I think that's part of it. You know, at times you'll say, "But there's a hole there. Maybe we missed the read or missed the cut," and other times there may be a free hitter in a hole, and so we've got, you know, it's been a combination of that.